You're listening to the Kicking It With Kerry podcast, where we talk entrepreneurship, business and life. To find out more, visit our website at altitudebusinesssolutions.com.au. So today we are talking strategies for increasing your small business reach. Now, whether you are new to business or whether you have been in business for a while, some of these ideas might help you in refreshing if you're an existing business or actually knowing where to start if you're a new business. So first and foremost, we're going to start with the Captain Obvious, utilizing your social media. Now, social media is one of the most effective ways to reach a large audience. With platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, they can be used to promote your business and connect with potential customers who are sitting in their lounge rooms scrolling through their social media. You never know who you're going to come across or who is going to come across you. And with social media, as we've spoken about previously, it's all about consistency and making sure that we are posting on a regular basis. The second idea would be to start a blog. Now, a lot of people think that possibly blogs are over and done with, but I'm here to tell you that that's not the case. What they do is they cement you as an expert in your field, and it's a great way to increase your reach on platforms like Google and for anyone finding you on your website as well. Now, you can use your blog to share helpful information and tips or promote products or upcoming events that you've got on as well. So it can have a double impact there. Now, you can attend networking events is another way, and probably my favorite way, in all honesty, of being able to increase your business reach. As we all know in business, it's not about who you know, but it's about who knows you. So networking events are a great way to meet potential customers, vendors and partners. And I would say attend events in your local city first. Take advantage of the opportunity. There's lots of free events out there that you can go to, and meet new people. Practice talking about your business. That's the big thing. What it is that you offer, what problems do you solve? And, you know, that can really get some reach out there for you, because it's about who they know as well. And the other one that I want to touch on is focusing on customer service. This is another big one for me. So you would be much better off looking after the customers that you have or the customers that you are dealing with than constantly focusing on getting new customers. And this is a big mistake I see a lot of small businesses make, where they don't have that focus on the customer service of their existing customers. So do we need to touch base with some customers that we haven't seen for a while? Maybe it's time to send out a text message or an email or a special offer inviting them to come back. When they come into your business and they are dealing with you, what's the process for them like? What is their roadmap like? Is it an end, you know, beginning to end solution? Is there further touch bases afterwards, or once they've done that business with you, is that it? Do we never follow up again? Because I know plenty of small businesses who do exactly that. Someone comes into the local mechanic, they get their car serviced, and you never hear from that mechanic again. You know, why aren't we touching base with them? The larger companies would be doing so. They would touch base. I mean, even your local large supermarkets are now touching base via email and text message and through the apps that they have. So this touch base is really important to remind your customers of who you are and what you do. And also, it could be a timely reminder that they just simply need to bring their car back for a service or whatever the service is that you offer. So there you go. There's some of my tips for some strategies to increase your small business reach. I really hope you're doing well in business, and I look forward to talking to you on the next podcast. You've been listening to the Kicking It With Kerry podcast. If you'd like to be notified of future episodes, please hit that subscribe button. And if you've liked what you've listened to today, please give us a review and let us know how we're going. We look forward to talking to you soon.